Hey, y'all, my name is Keisha Boston from The Keisha Boston Show, your podcast giving you the best in self-help, which comes in the form of short, funny, entertaining stories that's going to make you laugh, smile, and most importantly, hopefully it's going to encourage your heart and, help you keep on keeping on another day. So I had just did The Responsibility of More, and as I was typing in the description, I was like, man, you know what? Responsibility of More, I can do another one. And as I was thinking about The Responsibility of More, and that podcast was, no, I'm not even going to say because you need to listen to it. But the thing is, with The Responsibility of More, we all want more and yada, yada, yada. And that's fine. But a lot of times responsibility comes with that. But sometimes we can't handle the responsibility because we're not mature enough. Maturity breeds responsibility. If you are mature, you can be responsible. And there's nothing wrong with these things. And another thing is, we just may not want to do the responsibility. We may say like, nah, that's just too much. Look at houses. Like, I love looking at houses. I love driving, checking out the houses. I love checking out the landscape. And you see all this grass and blah, 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 and yada, yada, yada. You look at a house with all these grass. It's like, okay, that looks beautiful. But I now have the responsibility of making sure the grass is cut. Some people say, nah, I don't want that responsibility. We grew up in the suburbs with, like, my mother has, like, a lot of grass. Like, our house has a lot of grass. And he hate cutting grass. Like, he would look at me like, well, why don't you cut the grass? First of all, I'm the girl. I don't cut grass. You should cut grass. My mother has no problem cutting grass, but he couldn't stand it. And so when he looks at his future, he sees his future in a brownstone. He don't want no grass because he doesn't want that responsibility. And that's nothing wrong with that. As long as you're honest with yourself. Because the thing is, if you're not honest with yourself and say, hey, I don't want this responsibility, what'll happen is you'll get it and you'll wreck it. You're totally mess it up. And some of the reasons why some of us don't even have what we think that we should have, that we feel as though we should have got, that we were owed it, or we have some sense of entitlement. The reason why we don't have it is because we're not responsible to have it. We're not responsible. It's like, if you get this, what is this going to look like? Like, some of us want children. If you have a child, what is that child's life is going to look like? Are you really, really responsible enough to raise a child? And it's nothing wrong with saying, I don't want that responsibility. Like, every now and then I think about having another child. I like the 5-year-old stage, for the most part, on the communication. My child's potty trained. You know, she can dress herself up. You know, she's picking out her own stuff. Like, we have, the biggest thing is that she can put herself in a car seat. Like, that, you have no clue how much time in my life that saves. She can unstrap and strap herself in the car seat. But think about the baby phase and everything like that, and I'm like, man, I miss buying baby food. But then I miss putting my child in something and them not moving. But I'm thinking about pooping, like cleaning up poop and diapers and crying because you just can't tell me how you feel. Like, I don't know if I want that responsibility, and there's nothing wrong with that. So I just want to encourage you guys to really, really look at your options and be like, yo, do I want the responsibility? I know I want more, but am I going to handle the responsibility? Like, am I really, really going to do this? And if you're not going to do it, then chill on, put your time and effort on something else. Stop asking for that more. Put your time and effort on some things that you already have that you're responsible and mature enough to handle, and put it on some other areas where you're like, you know what, I'm really willing to invest in this. All right, y'all. Woo. It's crazy. I went from having nothing to say to doing 2 podcasts. Look at God. Y'all have a good one. Listen, please follow me on Instagram at Keisha Boston, and follow me on Twitter at Keisha Boston. Y'all have a good one. Y'all take care. Deuces.